Imagine standing in front of, like, a massive metal cabinet holding enough electrical energy to instantly cause second-degree burns.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a terrifying thought.
Right. Now imagine relying on a 20-year-old safety sticker to tell you it's actually safe to open. So today we're taking a deep dive into a technical guide on switchgear retrofits versus full replacements.
Because that old sticker is probably not something you want to trust your life with.
Exactly. The mission here is to cut through the heavy engineering jargon and, you know, help you figure out how to upgrade aging electrical infrastructure without getting completely shocked by the costs or
triggering a massive compliance nightmare.
Yes, exactly that.
And, you know, the entire upgrade process really hinges on just one core question. Does your plan change alter the original tested design of the equipment?
Because that answer basically dictates whether you're just doing basic maintenance or triggering those really strict regulatory conversions.
Right.
I mean, let's start with the simplest option, which is reconditioning.
Yeah, reconditioning. So you're taking an existing breaker, cleaning it, lubricating it, and keeping the parts entirely stock.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, detailing a classic car.
That's a great way to put it. It saves heavy maintenance, sure, but it stays completely outside the strict conversion rules because the fundamental physics just haven't changed.
But step up to a retrofit, however, and the physics absolutely change.
Oh, for sure. A really common example is swapping out a clunky old air magnetic breaker, which, you know, uses literal air to stretch and blow out electrical arcs.
Right, for a modern vacuum breaker that snuffs out those arcs inside a sealed vacuum chamber.
Exactly. And because the physical mechanism breaking the circuit is completely different now, while you've altered the tested design,
which triggers conversion rules,
yeah,
meaning you have to prove your new design actually works in that specific setup.
Yes. And then you have a retrofill. That is replacing the breaker and the compartment's functional components.
Which is like dropping an entirely new engine into that classic car we mentioned.
Right.
Yeah, you are basically building a brand new vertical section inside the old metal shell.
Which means you bypass the old safety ratings entirely. Like, you can't just assume the old enclosure makes the new guts safe.
No, definitely not. You have to run a full retest of the assembly to meet modern safety standards.
Because if a facility misclassifies a retrofill as just a simple retrofit, they skip those critical safety tests, implying, you know, someone is eventually going to get fined or, much worse, hurt.
And that underlying safety risk is exactly why regulators just forced the industry's hand on this.
Right. This was the recent shift. In January 2023, the NFPA 70B standard for electrical maintenance programs changed a key word from should to shall.
Right, which is huge. Assessing your old switchgear is no longer a discretionary best practice. It is mandatory.
And you can't just look at a maintenance calendar anymore. The sources emphasize that physical condition, not calendar age, is what drives the upgrade decision.
Yeah, and the condition score is pretty ruthless.
Because it evaluates physical state, criticality, and the operating environment, and then takes the worst score of the three, right?
Exactly. Meaning a perfectly clean, perfectly functional breaker sitting in a sweltering, dirty utility room
still gets a terrible assessment score.
Right. Because ambient heat and humidity actively degrade the insulation materials over time, lowering the equipment's ability to safely interrupt a fault.
So the harsh environment basically dictates the physical risk, regardless of how shiny the metal looks.
Exactly. So with these mandatory assessments hitting facilities really hard right now, deciding between a retrofit and a full replacement comes down to physical limits, carbon footprint, and literal fire hazard.
Yeah, I was looking at the carbon data and the sources. Keeping the existing steel housing for a retrofit saves roughly 40 tons of CO2.
That's a massive reduction.
Plus, it can cost up to 65% less than a brand new installation. So, I mean, if you're getting a massive environmental win and saving that much money just by not throwing away the metal box, why would anyone ever do a full replacement?
Well, because you eventually hit the physical limits of the old system's bones.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Think of the retained bus, the main copper bars distributing power like the plumbing pipes in your house.
Oh, okay.
You can install a state-of-the-art, high-pressure showerhead, which represents your new breaker. But if the 40-year-old pipes behind the wall can't handle the increased water pressure from your future electrical loads,
The whole system bursts.
Exactly. If the old bus or insulation can't support the load, replacement is unavoidable.
Wow. Okay. And that leaves the safety side, specifically the arc flash boundary.
Right.
This is the exact distance from the equipment where an arc flash explosion would hit 1.2 calories per square centimeter of incident energy, which is, you know, the exact threshold for a second-degree burn.
Yeah, and retrofitting actually changes the clearing times, meaning a modern vacuum breaker reacts and breaks the circuit much faster than the old air magnetic one.
Wait, so a faster reaction time changes the amount of energy released in an explosion?
Yes, which means your old arc flash safety labels become dangerously stale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have to be completely recalculated before a technician ever touches that equipment.
So retrofitting isn't just ordering parts from a catalog. It's this precise dance of matching strict IE standards with the physical realities of your facility's power demands.
You have to know exactly what you are keeping and prove the new combination won't fail when you need it most.
And, you know, as modern automation retrofits start adding digital relays and SCADA integration, giving these systems a digital brain to remotely monitor and control the network, it leaves you wondering.
Wondering what?
How long until our electrical infrastructure entirely self-diagnoses its need for a physical retrofit, long before a human ever checks a maintenance calendar? Something to think about next time you walk past that humming electrical room.